you've already lost, what, two shows that were going to take place at the end of this season?
Correct. We made the decision on Thursday, the 12th of March, to go ahead and postpone our March-April production of The Cake. And then when we shut down our offices and suspended operations on the 16th, we pretty much determined we probably weren't going to be seeing the May production either. So,
what was that going to be?
That was a parade.
Of course, you weren't able to do the SCT Sings Burt Bacharach either.
Correct. That concert also has been postponed. So those productions have all been pushed into next season at this point. We were also, I mean, honestly, within about a week of announcing next season. and so we didn't make that announcement. And at this point, we're kind of holding off on making any kind of announcement because we don't know when we'll be resuming and how we'll be resuming exactly. And so.
So what will you end up opening with when you can open?
Probably The Cake.
Okay.
Because that show was about 7-8 days from opening, so that cast was getting pretty close to ready to open, and that set is still sitting on stage, needing to be finished, but is sitting there. So theoretically, we would hope to reopen with The Cake, but I think there's going to be lots of factors to take into account in reopening, and that's kind of the things we keep waiting to hear more. To get more directives on. Yes, if we get to a point where certain groups can assemble in certain numbers, it might be possible to try to social distance an audience within the theater and do a show. The problem with that becomes in our space, because of the intimacy of our space, once you social distance an audience within the space, we may not seat much. we may not be able to put more than 30 audience members in the theater.
Yeah. And,
at that point, it doesn't financially make any sense reopening because at that numbers, we can't afford to stay open. On a normal basis, about 65% of our revenue is ticket sales and concession sales. And then about 35% is donated.
You're going to have to flip that, I'm afraid, at this point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, until we can really get back in performance, it's got to be 100% unearned income.
Right.
So that's kind of where we're at, and we're, trying to stay on top of everything and also start considering what options might be out there. You know, if you can gather a certain number of people as long as they're social distanced, then do we look at producing off-site in order to be able to get as many people as possible at a performance?
Right. Now, the first thing that one notices when one goes to your website is the COVID-19 Relief Fund.
Absolutely. Yeah, we launched that early in April to just try to help us, realize some money to offset our expenses. We're at this juncture, we have, we've scaled back, have tried to pull expenses down as much as we can. Right now, we're trying to maintain the staff. It's just a 3-person staff, but still maintain staff as well as the fact that we have 3 spaces. Not only do we have our downtown performance space and offices, we also have a rehearsal studio on Commercial Street, and we have a warehouse just west of downtown that houses scenery and costumes and props and furniture and things. And so, I've got basic utilities and insurance and rent on all 3 of those spaces. So right now we're just trying to cover the basics, and we luckily, knock on wood, were able to take part in the PPP program while there was still money. So that also has helped. But really, honestly, we've been very overwhelmed by the support we've gotten from the community and from our donors and supporters. I mean, to date, we've raised between $29,000 and $30,000 through our relief fund. So I'm feeling optimistic about being able to, weather this, but it all depends on how long it goes on.
And of course,
how long it will be before we can, put stuff back in front of audiences.
So what can people do at this point to help you?
Well, at this point, people that, can afford to give at this time, that's really the biggest and best thing, or share on social media. What we're trying to do, we also, our music director just put together a video this week from the production parade that we were a week into rehearsals for. He got the 2 leading actors and some of our musicians, as well as some other musicians around the country, to get together and create a video for one of the songs from the show, which is on our Facebook page and other things at this point. So by all means, people are encouraged to share that and see that. But at this point, it's not like there's lots of other volunteer opportunities or anything, as we're all kind of waiting to
to get back into the office.
Exactly.